Coming up on this week's show.
I climbed up on his face and started squeaking, and he wakes up, and I pull back my bow and shoot him in the right in the tip of the nose, and he screams and starts flailing, tries sitting up, sending me flying through the air.
This is the worst actual play podcast ever.
You can say that again.
Wherein our host tries to play a variety of different role-playing games entirely on his own.
Tries and fails, don't you mean?
And now, here's your host, Scormy.
What a hack.
This month, we'll be playing Things That Go Squeak in the Night from Gallant Knight Games. And for our Oracle, once again, we'll be using the Game Master's Apprentice Storyteller's cards, this time tapping the Demon Hunter's deck. And of course, that's from Larcenous Designs. Greetings all, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Scormy. Now, today, we're starting a new month, and you know what that means? It's a new game, and we are playing Things That Go Squeak in the Night by Jim Davies. This is an interesting little game. It's described best as cute horror. You play mice using improvised weapons, working together to help children fight off things that go bump in the night. It is quite a unique little game, and while it is a dice pool game, it is also described as powered by the apocalypse, even though it doesn't exactly follow the classic powered by the apocalypse model. And this is something that the designers of Apocalypse World once said, is that Powered by the Apocalypse does not mean, you know, it's not a system. It's not a hard, rigid thing. It's a philosophy of game design. It is a certain feel for your game. And this definitely has that. It has a lot of similarities to Powered by the Apocalypse games, while it is also a dice pool game. So that's going to be interesting. Let's see where that goes. Now, quick introduction of my character. I will be playing Theo Nutsnatcher. He is a scout for his class. He is a male with brown fur. He's a small, sinewy mouse with a hardened look in his eyes. And I know that immediately sounds edgelord, but that's not where I was going for. He's been out in the wild a bit too long. Remember, they're hunting demons and they're mice, so you can excuse him for having a bit of a hard edge to him. Anyway, I chose for his weapon a twig with floss attached to form a bow, and he shoots arrows forged from toothpicks. He wears sturdy green clothes with a reversible hooded cloak. On one side it's brown, the other side it's gray, to help him with stealth. I also chose for him as a special item, in addition to the veil ring that every character gets, which allows them to speak to children, he has an acorn trap, which I believe is probably the best item possible for a scout under these circumstances. I considered scratch dust, but maybe later on. Considering we're playing solo, I also considered giving him multiple items, but let's just see where it goes. I think he'll get restocked by the council as needed. I'm envisioning a character that is, he has quite the reputation. Thus, he earned the name Nutsnatcher. He's really good at stocking things for the winter. He's a hunter, a gatherer, fearless. Anyway, let's get started. Now, I am using the Demon Hunter's deck, which might seem a little weird, but while this is not intended for a game played using mice, it is specifically designed for a demon hunting type of game. Thus my choice with it. Maybe it's a bad choice. I don't know. Let's find out. We need to draw for a catalyst to set up our first scene. Summoned to HQ. That's easy enough. He was summoned to the council chambers. So I'll figure I'm at the nearby warren or borough, whatever you'd like to call it. So it shouldn't take me that long to arrive. And travel should be fairly easy. I'm assuming we have a network of underground tunnels that we share with other creatures as well. Other friendly creatures. Because in this game, there's a lot of anthropomorphic animals just underneath humanity's feet. It's an urban fantasy horror game, kind of. I think I classified it as weird punk, but whatever. Anyway, upon arrival, is the council in session? No. So the council are looking to talk to him specifically? Emphatic yes. Okay. So yes, they called him for a special mission, I'm thinking. I believe there'll be one primary, you know, council, chief counselor. Ah, Theo! Welcome, welcome, come in! So I'll walk confidently up, bow over my back. I already have my pack ready. So, did we catch you from leaving out on another expedition? No, sir. Then why are you apparently stalked to leave? I assume you have a mission for me. I would like to get it on with it. Oh, well, good initiative. Good initiative. They all kind of look at each other a little weird. Well, yes, let's draw for inspiration on what that mission might be. Interesting. There's word of danger in the city park.
Danger?
Yes, yes, danger. There's word that children are in danger in the park.
Well, in my experience, usually in the park, there are many, many adults watching over the children. This is why we tend to stay away there. In fact, you yourself, Councilman, have stressed how very strongly that we should not be exposing ourselves by going into the park during the daytime. Is there some change? What has brought us to this point where you wish me to investigate?
Well, we have seen signs and received word from the owls that strange things are afoot.
Owls.
You trust the word of a wizard over your own common sense, Councilman? Yes, in this case I do.
All right. So what am I looking for?
The usual. Demons looking to hunt down children, and it appears they are following them home, perhaps even being brought into their homes as a pet. Wouldn't you want to get a team on this? I'm not sure I'm prepared to take on a dog or a cat on my own. You know, Theo, you could always join one of those teams on your own.
No, I couldn't, Councilman, and you know damn well why.
Just because the last five have all gotten killed except for you.
And it's always, always been never my fault, but certainly my fault.
Now, now, Theo, people don't feel that way.
Five times I've gone out with a team. Five times I've come back alone. I know what people say. Hell, I've thought it myself. What else could I have done? Why did I survive? I like to think that it's because I'm just better at surviving than most. I like to think that. But I know what other people think. Well, yes, but, I mean, maybe this time, no. There will not be a this time again. If you're wanting me to take on a dog or a cat that's possessed, find another team. Oh, no, I'm not necessarily saying you should take on this creature. Then why send me? I mean, this is what I do. Yes, but you're also one of the best trackers we have. You're not necessarily a demon hunter on your own, are you? You're a scout, aren't you? That is true, yes. All I ask is that you find definitive proof of this possessed creature and bring that information back. If it is beyond your ability to deal with on your own, let us know and we will send a strike team to deal with it. But if you can deal with it on your own, you most certainly have our blessing to do so.
Just try not to get yourself killed,
another council person says. That is always my first option, councilwoman. So, City Park, that's fine. But that doesn't tell me much. There are multiple parks in this city, councilman. Oh, yes, well, I thought it obvious. It's Devil's Park. Isn't that a little, on the nose, councilman? Yes, well, I don't make these decisions. This is simply what the information has come to us. Now, I'm thinking that there is a park in town that has, it's a smallish park with a playground and a soccer field that is a little decrepit. It's in a lower middle class neighborhood, slightly run down. It's slowly getting worse and worse, but it has gotten a reputation for rising crime. And so less and less people are going there, especially after nightfall. During the daytime, it is open, but there's not quite the crowds there used to be. The local police do their best to keep the drugs out of there, so there's not needles and whatnot to try to keep it cleaned up. There is a local group of humans trying to keep the area upscale and cleaned up, but slowly there's this encroaching corruption. And we've labeled it Devil's Park because it's, well, probably not a place that's, it's kind of the stereotypical place where council people used to say, don't go to parks. It's too dangerous. This would be exactly why. So, couple notes. Okay. So, I believe, I will, nod and, make my, way out. Not even wait for them to say I'm dismissed. Like I said, I'm already packed, so I will just head that way. Is it going to be a difficult trip? Am I going to have to worry about my travel between there and here? No, does not appear so. So we have a network of ways to travel. It's daytime, so the humans being up and about and moving around the city has made it easier for us to travel without having to deal with potentially dangerous creatures. They're chased away. Nevertheless, I will still be on my guard. So, will I be able to make it to the park before nightfall? Yes. So, despite it taking me several hours, I will arrive before nightfall. Are there children running about and playing in the park? Yes. Okay. So, I'm thinking it's an after-school crowd. You've got some parents there, mostly mothers and babysitters, hanging out on the benches, watching over the kids, but chatting amongst themselves. And as I said, it is a smallish park, some trees basically around it. Then there's some swings, seesaws, a jungle gym, lots of sawdust and bark dust underneath those for safety. And then nearby that, there is a soccer field, small soccer field, two-end nets, whatever they're called. I don't know them from soccer. Anyway, I believe the first thing I need to do is make a stealth test. Now, as a scout, I get plus one dice when I do stealth and investigation. So normally you roll four dice, or d6. I get to add an extra d6, so I have five d6. When I roll these, I'm looking for fives and sixes. Those are the only ones that count as successes. I have, out of five dice, I have one five. Everything else is a one, two, a three, or a four. So, no bueno. But I did get one success on my stealth. So that allows me to check my stealth moves. And what you do is, for each success on these dice, you get a point. These points can be spent for perks in that move. There's I suffer no cost, I am not heard, I am not seen, and I am not smelled. So I get to pick one of these because I have one success. So I will suffer no cost, which means theoretically I could be heard, seen, or smelled, but I don't know if that's the case. And I believe I will be moving along through the grass. I've switched my cloak around from gray, which I was using, to... It's a reversible cloak. Gray on one side, brown on the other. I think I mentioned that. I have it on gray when I'm moving through the concrete jungle, so to speak. But in this case, I will reverse it to where the brown side is up, so I look like basically a clump of dirt in amongst the grass, and I'll blend in pretty well with the bark dust. But I move around looking if I see anything. Well, I'll draw for that in a moment, but first we have to roll for it. I'm going to investigate, which means I need to roll another five dice. Changing up the dice I'm using, because I have 10d6, just in case. Once again, only one success. A bunch of twos and a one otherwise, so that's not great. But I did get a success. And again, I will take I suffer no cost, which is to say I'm looking around. Let's draw. Do I see any animals? No, and that's the problem. If this creature is about, it is not here at this time. So, yeah, this is a little bit of a problem. I'm going to say that most likely I can't travel back to the warren, the burrows, before nightfall. So it's going to become quite dangerous out and about. So, maybe it would be best if I find a place to hunker down here at the park to observe, see what I can see. Maybe I might catch a glimpse of this possessed animal, whatever it might be, so that I can take it on. Or not, depending on how physically powerful it might be. So, now, with this game, much like with other Powered by the Apocalypse games, there's various moves, and they're limited. Any combat goes under combat. You have resist magic, stealth, investigate, manipulate, read person, and stunt. Now, stunt is a catch-all for activity that you really need to roll for, but doesn't really fit into anything else. Now, luckily, in this case, trying to find a place to hunker down for the night is very simple. It is a straight-up investigate check. So, let's find five new dice. Well, they can't all be new, but whatever. Try for a lot of fives or sixes. Come on now. What are you? You're kidding me. 1-6. They stayed. So I suffer no cost, but I did not find the information I was looking for. So I'm going to say that I found shelter, but it is far from the best. It's not situated well. It's simply shelter to get out of the elements, to keep myself protected overnight, but not really going to do me a whole lot of good in the long term. And I'm thinking what the reason it's a problem is I had to go a little far afield, and I went to the soccer field. Maybe there's a south and a north goal, right? So I went to the southernmost goal, which is the closest one, to the play yard, the play field. And, well, I did find a little burrow to crawl in for the night. It's not well situated, and it's not very well dug, but it will suffice. Now then, as for making it through the night, let's check. Am I able to make it through the night without a major incident occurring? Yes. I'm going to say that there was no... After the sun started to go down, people vacated the park very quickly. All the children and parents and babysitters left. And after a while, a lot of unruly sorts of people showed up, drinking strong alcoholic drinks, playing loud music, and generally just being not the best of neighbors. But also, it appears they chased away any animals that I could see in the area, which goes back to that investigate role. So I will forage briefly. I'll do a quick stunt for that. 4d6. Yeah, I got a 5. So suffer no cost. It's a basic success. Actually, no. I was going to say it doesn't really necessary. It's not like I was in danger. I'm staying well away from the people. So, yes, I went and gathered a couple things to eat and got some dew off of the grass in the early morning hours so that I'll have drinkage through the day. Now, are those unruly sort still staying around when daylight comes? Emphatic yes. Well, this is problematic. As I've been scouting some in the past, do I recognize these as one of those organized groups of adolescent humans? What do they call them? A gang? No, they're just a motley collection of people drinking, well, mostly passed out now, and they've basically taken over the picnic area. Although I'll say some of them are sleeping underneath the slide and at a couple of the other playground areas. This is a problem, because if the demon is going to come hunt here, it needs to be able to have children, and the children will not be brought here if their guardians arrive and see this collection of unfriendly humans have scattered out amongst the park. They'll take their children elsewhere, which means that my prey may follow them to a different park, or simply try to engage these people outside of the park. What to do? I wish there was some way I could cause the authorities to come here and roust these people out of the park. What could I do that would cause that to happen? That would be a difficult call. I'm assuming there's going to be quite a few of these people here. Yeah, now I'm getting some sixes and fives. That's 13 people. Way, way more than I could ever handle. One adult human is way more than I can handle, but interesting. So where do I go with this? I wonder. Now I see an enchanted item I should have taken instead of this trap. It was interesting too, but it would have been very handy in this situation. I wonder. No, I'm not going to be able to use... The mice in this game do not use technology in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, not gunpowder or electronics, anything like that. Bow and arrow, that's one thing. It's almost fantasy-level type characters. I was thinking of trying to find a phone, knocking it off of its cradle, and not calling 911 and leaving it as a 911 open line so the police would respond. But, no, that doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem in fitting with this. This would be a dangerous move. A dangerous move indeed. But maybe something I could do. I think I'm going to try a stunt. Actually, maybe combat. Well, first let's stealth. I want to sneak into a group of these sleeping people. So I need 5 dice. Come on now, give me some good rolls. I hate you. There is one success again. I suffer no cost from it, but that doesn't mean I wasn't noticed. But maybe this is not a bad thing. Now, I have a veil ring that allows me to speak to children. I can't speak to adults. Their minds have already locked down from the ability to have that childlike joy and wonder of the world. But I can crawl up on one of these people's face. And this is going to be really, really dicey. I know. But I'm going to crawl up on their face and wake them up. See if maybe this will work. Come on, baby. Yes! Suffer no cost, and a stunt succeeds. So I crawl up onto them and start squeaking. I'm going to say this old beyond his years junkie kind of wakes up and he's blurry-eyed and I'll be there squeaking at him, pull back my bow, and shoot him square in the nose. All right, so 4 dice for combat. Come on, baby, roll high. 1 success. I believe I will take my opponent is defeated. Now, that means I may suffer a cost. And here's how I describe it. He's laying out on his back on a picnic table. And I climbed up on his face and started squeaking. And he wakes up and I pull back my bow and shoot him in the right in the tip of the nose. And he screams and starts flailing, tries sitting up, sending me flying through the air. I will land in the grass. Now, that means I have to take a consequence. As I went flying, I believe the consequence will be that I am shook, but my mission succeeded. And he's screaming and flailing about and yelling about this, mouse tried to kill me! A mouse tried to kill me! Shot me in the nose! Now, he's already pulled the arrow out of his nose and whatnot. Maybe it's bleeding a little, but that's the only sign that anything happened to him. And everybody's waking up. It becomes a big old rigmarole. I'm going to try a stealth to get the hell out of there. Mm. 3 successes! Fuck! Mm-hmm. That is suffer no cost. I am not seen. I am not heard. I disappear into the grass.
Just remember, if you can't play with your friends, you can't always play with yourself. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
There's no chance that happened, honey.
Please leave us a good review over on the podcasting service where you downloaded this show.
You want them to lie?
And don't forget to return again next week for more rousing adventures with your host, Scormay.
How about no?